Mark Levine is a constitutional attorney. He's actually now an elected politician.
Mm.
And I think mainly because of the exposure we gave him coast to coast.
Yeah.
All those expat Americans who could vote in his little town did so.
I'm still waiting for official recognition of our program's role in getting him elected to the Virginia State Assembly. But
so
there we are.
Senator Mark Levine. Good morning, Mark.
It will be Delegate Mark Levine.
Delegate.
Good morning.
Delegate.
I like that.
That's nice. Delegate.
Which reminds you of why you're there. You are delegated to represent the good people of Virginia.
That is true. Mm. Particularly my section of Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Northern Virginia.
Which is
a fine section.
The best part of Virginia. Actually, it's a beautiful
state. It's just outside of Washington, D.C. It is by far the best part. Absolutely.
Mm. Beautiful state, Virginia, Mark. It's gorgeous.
It is, and I live near the Potomac River. It is very pretty.
Oh. Mm. And, of course, isn't there a saying that what happens when you cross the Potomac stays across the Potomac?
No. Absolutely not.
You're traveling, I thought. Now, Mark, Donald Trump.
We're getting lots of news here in Australia about the Republican nominations and the debates that are going on. And it seems that Mr. Trump, he can do no wrong in terms of the polls.
You've now entered into the American politics reality show. Congratulations. Enjoy it.
It is, because the stuff he said about the American radio host, and he sort of jumped around about that and you know, said she was bleeding from her eyes and everywhere, and it was...
And wherever, yeah.
Yeah, and it was widely, and I think fairly, interpreted as saying that she was having her period. She was menstruating, and therefore she was hormonal, and she was being a bitch, you know, Mark, which is... Yes.
Donald Trump says, if you think that way, you're a deviant.
Yes.
So Donald Trump has apparently accused both of you of being deviants. If you were not a deviant, you would know that he meant her eyes, nose, or ears. He never, ever referred to any other body part. He simply said wherever. So if your mind goes there, Donald Trump says you're a deviant.
Well, fair enough. I'm a pervert. But we appear to be in good company, Mark.
Is it the case, Mark, that the more Trump does these kinds of things, he just gets better and better results in the polls?
That's exactly right.
Well, that is...
You seem stunned.
Well...
No, Donald Trump is an entertainer. Donald Trump has been a star of reality. Do you get The Apprentice in Australia?
Yes.
Yep,
we saw it.
You do? Okay. I never really watched it, but he is... I saw a couple episodes. He is an entertainer. He's made a living out of being obnoxious and out of being a jerk. And it's what he does best. He does it with amazing flair and talent. He's very, very good at it. And for people who 15 months out, and yes, I think it's crazy, we have an election in November 2016, and we're talking about it in August 2015. That shows you how silly our system is. And 15 months out, people want to pick the most amusing, entertaining person there. And without doubt, the most amusing, entertaining Republican is Donald Trump. Now, he may not be a very good president, but he's a fantastic entertainer.
But it's a high-risk game here. Could he actually end up getting the nomination? Or is this just, just silly?
No, this is just silly. I do not think that it's possible he could get the nomination. If he were to get a nomination, I'm a Democrat. I'd be pleased as punch to see him get the nomination, and Hillary Clinton will win in a cakewalk. It will be very, very easy for her to beat him. But no, I don't think he has any chance of winning the nomination. I do think he reflects a certain – go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say Hillary Clinton must be loving this.
Oh, absolutely. All of us Democrats are enjoying the show. Donald Trump does represent a certain – inchoate anger among Republicans, of people who simply want to see the establishment beaten. And they don't really care whether it's President Obama or the Democratic establishment or the Republican establishment or the news media or Fox News. They just like to see someone who gives it back. And no one gives it back and insults people and really is better at being obnoxious than Donald Trump. So this sort of raw anger, it's much more like a wrestling match. Or a sporting event, right? You really, really root for your team. Now, your team may not be the smartest team or the best team, but you're going to root for them because you want them to fight hard. This is what it is. We have American politics as a wrestling match. anyone who has any serious ideas is absolutely being drowned out. It kind of reminds me of when the people in Italy voted for a porn star. I don't think they liked her views on taxes. They voted for her because it would be amusing, and she won, as I recall. I don't know how well she did, but this is the equivalent of our porn star, Donald Trump.
But Mark Levine, who we're talking to from Washington, Mark, you're saying he's unelectable, though. But Ronald Reagan, who wasn't obnoxious, I mean, Ronald Reagan, I think it's fair to say, was a gentleman, if anything else, but was, to many eyes, a shallow movie star, and that was his claim to fame. And he became president.
Well, Ronald Reagan was an actor, certainly. He was a movie star, and I don't think that if you're a movie star, you're by definition shallow. I think there are certainly shallow movie stars. I don't think all of them are idiots. You know, Meryl Streep, I think, would make a fine president. But Donald Trump is not like that. He is a man who I actually don't believe he believes what he's saying. I think he's a performance artist. I think he's someone who is frankly taking us all for a ride and having a good laugh at everyone's expense. And the fact that he's the front runner, I think, shocks him as much as it shocks all of us. I think it's all a joke. I think his balloon will be punctured at some point. But for the meantime, I'm enjoying the show. Aren't you?
Is there anything Meryl Streep couldn't do?
I don't think so.
I mean, really.
Mark,
she
know...
She would win in a landslide, I think.
Mark, maybe, though, I know we are all sort of always agog at the long process, the long pre-selection, as we would call it, process. But maybe it does give the American people a chance to, A, be entertained by, maybe attracted to, and then reject a Donald Trump.
Get it out of your system. Get it out of your system before polling day.
I think it's our way of fighting back. I actually think that it's a way of telling all the powerful people and all the ponderous, you know, serious politicians, hey, you know, we don't like you anyway. We want to have some fun. We're going to, you know, if someone asked me in a poll right now, I might say Donald Trump. I'm never going to vote for Donald Trump, but I do find him amusing. And I think it's funny that he's ahead in the polls. You know, I might vote for, might choose a stuffed dog as well. I'm not quite sure which. maybe a frog.
Just quickly, this has to be a quick one, but John the Sparky says, can Trump run for president as an independent?
Oh, he can.
Yeah,
he can. And as a Democrat, I hope he does.
Okay, so there you go.
Because you split the vote.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mark, thank you for talking to us. Soon to be a Virginian legislature delegate, Mark Levine, who's a nationally syndicated American radio and TV talk show host. Very, very popular and well-known and listened and viewed. Thanks, Mark. We love talking to him about every fortnight.